Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's hashtag third hour with Tobin, Leroy, and Beast. With Robbie the Degenerate.
Watch me. Watch me. I got it. Watch me.
Brown. Watch.
I got it. Hey.
Got it.
I got something that makes me want to.
It's watch.
Oh.
I got something.
Not for another 3 minutes and 30 seconds, though.
W-A-T-C-H?
Got it.
Good.
No. Yeah.
Why don't you just read the paper and stop trying to wing it? Your spelling ain't good.
Sorry.
Like, he's still trying to wing it.
Text that to 72881. Watch is the code word. It's brought to you by Anajar and Levine, Accident Attorneys. Call them at 1-800-747-FREE. 1-800-747-3733. You got Chili Cook-Off going down tomorrow if you are a country
fan. I just went by there.
You went by C.B. Smith Park?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, I lived there.
You don't really live there. You live up the street. But
up the street.
Yeah.
Man.
Close enough. Like, way up the street.
People getting down at the Chili Cook-Off, man.
Oh.
I mean, the only problem is, and I'm going to tell you like this. Me personally, if I'm going to partake in an activity like that, it needs to be hot.
Hot.
Something like sweltering hot or chili eating?
Sweltering hot.
Hot chili?
Because you out in the park.
Oh.
You got the women out there.
Daisy Dukes.
Oh, you're going to have that anyways.
The Daisy Dukes in boots, because we close to Davey.
I do wish they had us do this chili tasting. Like, we were good judges for that. What was that thing we did?
Gumbo.
Do you even know what that was? No, no. First of all.
We just tasted it.
That was delicious.
That was such a bum-ass situation, Ramsey. Anyways.
Yeah, the main attraction, us, we got kicked out of VIP.
Yeah, correct.
Because the salesperson like, had all the tickets.
The guy's like, listen, I don't know who you guys are.
That guy has an iPad with him.
I don't know. I can't trust you.
The only positive that came out of that whole thing was Robbie getting hit on by multiple women. But that Ramsey, like, he couldn't hook us up, but his mom was sitting in VIP.
And his girlfriend.
And his girlfriend, yeah.
The
whole Ramsey's family.
Four catfish.
And we had a comedian singing the hits underneath the tent. Who was that?
I don't remember.
That's the first time we got to meet the Struts.
Even
though.
Beasley got kicked out.
Oh, that's right. Adam Beasley got kicked out. That's right.
Right. Because I told everybody just come on in.
Yeah.
And
we should have.
That was also when the boss blew me off.
Yeah. That's when she had no idea who you were.
Oh my God.
I was introducing her to Beasley, and she said, "I'm sorry. Who are you?"
That's why it took us 24 months to get hashtag third hour off the ground.
I'll be taking my butt right away from here. Beasley and his wife looking at me like, huh.
Speaking of which, I want to go you know, this show's really good at campaigns. Like, we get behind stuff, you know?
How's the road sign thing going, by the way?
It's going okay. There's some stuff that's getting worked out. I'm waiting upon updates on stuff.
Okay.
But, that's going good, and then we got something good that looks like it's coming up at the end of the month that I'll be able to tell guys about next week. But this made me really happy.
All right.
So the All-Star voting came out, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Disappointing that Dwayne Wade did not get to start. It was criminally taken from him, and hopefully LeBron can rectify the situation.
Right.
But Ira Windeman tweeted out, Duncan Robinson got 5,000 fan votes.
Woo!
Maybe that might be Michigan.
That's all team hashtag third hour right there.
That is everybody getting behind Duncan Strokinson. Well done, everybody.
Oh, my goodness.
5,000 votes for a guy who plays in Sioux Falls.
That's how we do
and
it.
And by the way, he strokes. Leroy, he strokes.
You think, here, is the two-way contract, is that, do they use that to kind of do like they do in baseball?
Yeah, like you can spend.
When they kept Chris Bryant. Remember they kept Chris, is it Chris Bryant, for the third baseman for Chicago?
Yeah,
they kept him for like
service time.
Service time. So
and they're doing that with Vlad Jr. right now.
I don't think it's right. quite like that because he wasn't drafted. So it's one of
no,
those.
No, but I'm still saying when if you hold him.
I think the whole point of it was kind of like with Duncan Robinson because he had an insane summer shooting. They're like, all right, let's see if this guy's legit with the shooting or if this is just a fluke. He's proceeded to shoot 50% this entire season
my,
from three.
My question is that how can something like that ever be a fluke?
I don't know.
You know, like shooting is one of those things.
I think just from NBA range because he's coming out of college. I think just to
he's been doing it all summer.
Well, yeah, but the other thing is okay. Shooting is shooting, but can you do it against like an NBA defense?
Yeah, in the Heat system,
right?
Oh, that's a play.
NBA doesn't do defense.
I mean, not playing too high.
But I'm saying like you can. There's a lot of guys that play basketball that you can just shove into a gym and they can hit a bunch of threes.
But he's playing. He's doing it too fast. Question though. Mm-hmm. Okay. With as many third quarters as we've seen this year.
Yeah.
Okay. Are we really wanting to say that, he can't shoot in this environment, so we're going to keep him down there?
I don't think it's that. I think it's just they're so crowded right now as it is. Like, they're going to try
but you're crowded with guys who aren't producing. That's not crowded.
Unfortunately, it is crowded
that's
like because you're paying them.
This is what I think.
That's trying to decide whether I want a turd burger or a bleep sandwich.
I think what they're going to do is once Wayne gets traded – and decides where he wants to go. I think they'll bring him up.
No, but I don't think he's going to sit him on the end of the bench.
I don't think he's going to make the rotation, but I do think that he'll at least you'll have that shooter there in case of emergency. Because Wayne's not playing right now either.
Hold on. No. I'm not disputing what you're saying.
Yeah.
What kind of emergency needs to present itself for a guy who makes buckets to play?
So do you think Wayne should play?
If he can make some buckets, yes. Come on, man. Stop. Like, look, I get it.
I feel like what they're going to do is I think Spo has had his talks to people, and I think he's going to stick to the nine guys.
Here's what I think the Heat's dilemma is, okay? Your group of core guys that you want are the guys that play defense and do some of the other things, okay? Like, I'm talking about the scoring part of it. Mm-hmm. I think the Heat believe all of our offense will come from our great defense. We don't need to put an offensive player in the game to score points.
Yeah, but I would say probably their most natural scorer, I mean, and most consistent scorer, he's hurt. Like, that's Goron.
He's not the best shot creator, but he's the best facilitator.
No, I would say who can you – like, tell me a game when Goran Dragic plays when you can't chalk him up for 17, 18 points. He's always going to score that.
Right.
Always.
Right. The only problem I have with the Heat right now is this. You have 12 guys who are all very similar, and each night or each month or each week – you have to pick and choose which guy's going to be hot.
It's very
and it's not working.
100%. It's completely frustrating that – we have these games where, like, James Johnson goes, like, 1 of 4 and plays 8 minutes.
And how can they score that many points and you look at the stat line afterwards and nobody shoots?
I don't know.
Because Justice Winslow just had a couple of nights ago where at halftime he had taken 2 or 3 shots.
Well, when Wade's on the floor, Wade's going to shoot. He always gets his shots.
When Philly Cheese is on the floor, he's going to shoot.
Jay Rich, he may be shooting 35%, but he's going to shoot.
But he runs around a lot. Like, he's very active. Justice, it's almost like you want Justice to be more aggressive. You know what I mean? Because, I mean, look, when it comes to shooting the three, he's getting better with finishing. It just seems like he's one of the more productive guys.
Let's get the headlines.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com station.
Somebody said on the New Year's Law.com text line, Hassan got one player vote. Do you think he voted for himself?
Yes.
Yes.
1,000%. Yes.
That's amazing.
Yes.
S'mores. S'mores. I mean, I vote for myself. Who was the dog? Was it Rosa?
It was Rosa.
Yeah, Rosa, the porcelain dog.
That's what we have to deal with.
Yep.
We trying to figure out who's going to make threes and how we going to beat the Cavs tonight. And he's talking to you, Rosa.
Speaking of the Cavs, it's the Heat and the Cavs tonight. 7:30 is their tip time up at that horrible city. Cavs are terrible. but who knows? 6:30. Very bad. 6:30 is your pregame with Zaz and Tommy Tighe right here in your flagship station for the Miami Heat, AM 790 FM 104.3 HD2. The ticket, a couple things to look out for. Deion Waiters, no shit around for him. He had a migraine today.
Oof.
We'll see if he makes it to the game or not. Robbie told him to take a couple of Excedrin.
That should, it really does work.
Clear everything up. Yeah, the Dr. Robbie.
Robbie, what did you take when your kneecap got twisted up?
Oh, that was weeks and weeks of rehab. You know, luckily no surgery, but yeah, that was lots of rehab.
Another side note, the Godfather has made the trip.
Yep.
He's up there whispering sweet nothings into Spo's ear.
Oh, man, that looked like a very intense picture. I wonder what was going down in that conversation.
I would love to have, like, we should have a caption contest. Like, put in the bubbles of what they're saying. That'd be great.
Everyone's just going to be, like, just hosing down everybody on the roster. That's what's going to happen with that caption contest.
Yeah.
That caption contest could be like, bum.
And you would know because you'd be leading the charge.
Yeah, you would definitely lead the charge.
I would never disrespect those two. Never.
Mm-hmm.
We signed a guy who talks to fish.
Wait a minute. Let's back up a second. We just took a picture mocking them.
I felt like we were honoring them.
No, it certainly wasn't honoring.
You just did like 20 minutes saying what they were saying.
Because tell me that's not the case. Like if there was a little tense, it's cold there. It didn't look like a happy conversation. And tell me that there wasn't little pot shots at each other. They're friends. They've been together a long time. You don't think that they can take digs?
No, because here's why. You want to know why?
Why?
Know where you fit in. He's the coach. That's the boss.
Understood. But he's worked for him for how long?
Doesn't matter. As long as you understand where you fit in, he's the coach. He's the boss. Know what that means? That we can go back and forth. Then it gets to a point where you got to stand down.
You guys can go to @790theticket on Twitter if you want to see me and Leroy's version of the Pat Riley, Eric Spoelstra picture.
Oh, ridiculous. All right, let's move on. Football, some news. The Rams cornerback who had that hit that definitely was a pass interference and not called and also hit the guy in the head, he's been fined by the NFL, so fined for a hit to the head, but not called on the field. Huh.
Crazy.
Seems perfect.
I remember back at the last time, I think the last time the Super Bowl was here in Miami, like some reporters, I think Chad Ochocinco had a network, OCNN, and he like was in the press conference, the State of the Union for Goodell, and was asking questions. I think that the Saints should all get media credentials and just start asking questions of Goodell. Just start peppering.
By the way, did you see the Chad Johnson news this morning?
Yeah, he was there for the arrest, right?
Yeah, so Chad Johnson just okay, so Roger Stone, who got arrested this morning, former Trump advisor, he lives next to Chad Johnson. So Chad Johnson had, like, a window seat to the FBI raiding Roger Stone's house, and he was tweeting about it.
Yeah, Chad Johnson broke the news. He's like, my neighbor Roger just got married when I was going out for my morning run.
He just got arrested.
He's like, I've only seen stuff like this in the movies.
Yeah. I mean, oops.
And think of the things that Chad Johnson has probably seen.
Exactly.
He's like, this bleep is crazy.
Yeah. Well, he know what it looks like because he's been on the other end of that.
Hey, was that picture? Because for those who are just tuning in, if you want some national news, the government shutdown they just announced is finally over.
It's over. And there's no wall. Just so you know.
I have a question. Was that photo of the kid at TSA, was that real?
What?
Or was that a joke?
Oh, they had a kid?
At TSA, he was doing the security.
I don't think that can be. That's not
Is that fake news?
No, you know somebody dressed their kid up and say, hey,
come on,
don't take a picture. It'll be funny.
Oh, man, it'd be so funny.
You can't be that gullible, can you?
Hilarious.
Well, I mean, it's like a three-week government opening plan. So around Valentine's Day, it's going to come
up
again.
Wait.
Yeah.
Say it again.
Okay, so the bill that they just passed to open the government is only for 3 weeks.
Oh, it's only temporary?
Yeah.
And when is it going to close again?
Around like Valentine's Day, December 15th, 14th.
Did you say
like
Valentine's?
That. Valentine's with an N.
Okay.
Did you also put Valentine's Day in December?
No, yeah. I put it in February.
Say it again?
February 15th.
You just got a hold it. They just hit you with a tongue-twisting trifecta.
The All-Star break. That's what it's
right, well, at least everybody can get their flights in for romance.
Yeah, correct. And that's the big reason why they did this, is because today the air traffic controllers started calling out sick.
Oh, it was crazy. Yeah, like they said, LaGuardia had to get shut down and stuff. It was getting bad, man.
Oops. Anywho, back to the sports, because it's important. This one caught my eye, not because it's important, just because I don't get it. This Cliff Kingsbury, this guy that's in Arizona.
Yeah, handsome fella.
He's going to revolutionize football.
Yep.
So one of his main offensive assistants, because this is the guy I want to be my coach.
Right.
Former Bills quarterback J.P. Losman.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, he's got to be young, because he ain't been in the league.
He's probably older than Kingsbury.
Didn't J.P. Losman play at Tulane?
Yes.
He did.
Yeah.
Yes.
After he transferred from UCLA.
And then he sucked. In the league. I feel like he beat
the Dolphins, though. Did he beat the Dolphins?
He might have.
Yeah, he snuck in a couple wins against the Dolphins.
Yeah, Dolphins have lost to a lot of bad Bills quarterbacks over the last few
Thaddeus
years.
Lewis, twice in the same season. His only two ever wins.
Why do you get him started?
I love Thaddeus Lewis.
I kind of want to do the cameo with Thad Lewis and see if he could just give us some memories of beating the Dolphins.
And then
and keeping them out of the playoffs.
And then, you know, if you start talking about the draft, what else he going to come with? 13 needs, bro!
Oh, I can't wait for when we get to Robbie's draft room this year. It's going to be he's already workshopping.
By the way, I will say, a lot of those guys he said were busts.
Yep,
were busts.
Yep, Vita Vea. Did he play this year at all, Robbie?
Barely. He was in and out of his injury. Josh Allen.
Who's the linebacker that you were all over?
Roquan Smith.
Oh yeah.
Oh,
loves Roquan
Smith.
My God, he's got posters.
Yeah, were there any ones that bit you in the ass, Robbie?
A little bit Quentin Nelson, but it was both of the Notre Dame guys. Guys in the hole.
No, Quentin Nelson was all pro.
Yeah, Quentin Nelson, he said, was going to be a bust.
I also did say McGlinchey, and McGlinchey couldn't do any blocking. I mean, Jimmy Garoppolo goes out for the season, his third game.
He's so riled up right now.
So now we know it was McGlinchey's fault the entire game.
Yeah.
It wasn't Quentin Nelson.
Quentin Nelson wasn't as bad as McGlinchey in that game. I remember watching that tape.
Quentin Nelson wasn't as bad. Quentin Nelson was all pro.
No. But in the Canes-Notre Dame game, destroyed them.
He basically, Robbie said both those offensive linemen were going to be trash.
But it was more of a group thing.
Yeah.
And Quentin Nelson balled out a little
bit. Yeah, he did. All right, that's all your news.
Denzel Ward, he was a stud, and he's a pro bowler for the Browns.
I'm waiting for Seth Wickersham to write that Dolphins piece, man. The Browns.
No,
function,
he went
I was
into
like,
the Browns.
I was kind of like, eh.
Wait, last year he did the fake rift with the Patriots.
But I read this and I was like, eh, Dolphins can top all this. If you really dove into it, this ain't bleep.
I would say.
When you talk about big scandal, like scandalous stuff, yeah, the Dolphins have definitely had their share.
Well, here, as far as big time, like just drama, the Bounty Gate was ridiculous.
Well, let me ask you a question. How many times have you turned on ESPN News or ESPN and it's been like breaking Dolphins scandal news versus breaking Cleveland Browns scandal news? Because I feel like it's lopsided towards the Dolphins.
I feel like that wouldn't have been as big as...
Wait. When Johnny Manziel was in Cleveland...
Okay, there's one.
Yeah, they said that that the owner brought in like guests to the draft room to see him draft Johnny Manziel. That's something.
And then, but I would say this, as far as like the whole Bounty Gate or Deflate Gate, that hung over those two franchises for a minute, even though New England still won. But down here with the coach snorting
Coke.
That's not the bad part.
Videotaping.
The bad part is you're videotaping and you're sending it somebody you know is not going to keep a secret.
Hey, honey, there's those big grains falling.
And then the whole thing with Bullygate.
Bullygate was terrible.
Because
We had Ross Gate where he flew to go get a coach instead of coach.
That was a big story.
But understand, he probably would only have done that for one guy.
When the Dolphins were on Hard Knocks, they had Chad Ochocinco, and he got into a domestic incident.
Yes. Let's not forget
Joe Philbin was on the job for like 3 weeks and had to fire him.
Let's not forget about Vontae Davis calling his grandmother.
I want to call my grandmama.
Yep.
That was a big one.
Let's also not forget about Jeff Ireland asking Dez Bryant if his mother was a lady of the night.
Hey, how about Ricky?
Let's not forget about Sherman wanting to cut a tight end.
Michael Agnew.
Michael Agnew, where are you? You're terrible. Terrible.
Oh, hey, that's not even Beast. Go ahead with yours.
How about Ricky just decided, you know what? I'd rather go camp out in Australia.
Yeah. Right? Smoking his way out of the league.
He went and slept in
the middle of the night.
Let's not forget about one of their coaches actively lying that he was going to not take a college coaching job taking that job and becoming the greatest college football coach of all time.
That's standard operation for coaches.
Who has that on their resume?
Saying
they're not leaving and they leave?
No, no.
A lot of them.
Butch Davis did that, but not like
Butch
as.
Butch Davis did it?
But not emphatically as Nick Saban sitting up there and getting testy with Dave Hines.
And Miami that 2 days before was the coach somewhere else.
Yeah, but he never said that he was going to be the coach at Miami or coach.
He said he was going to be the coach at Rutgers.
Temple,
Rutgers, same colors.
Okay.
Hey, opportunities presented themselves.
When the opportunity presented itself.
So why doesn't that apply for Nick Saban?
Because
he lied.
What is he supposed to say?
Here's what Nick Saban should have said.
Boys, it's not going so well, so I am actively looking for another job. Thank you.
Yeah. Listen.
Honesty is the best policy.
He got all feisty with Dave Hines. Like, how many times do I have to tell you?
I don't know how many times I got to say this.
I'm not going to be the Alabama head coach.
He could have used the same line. Things change.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
But things didn't change. He had already decided and was lying.
You think? Maybe
yes.
He was negotiating. At that moment, he wasn't going to be
standing up for your guy.
Liar.
I'm not standing up for my guy.
You're protecting a former Browns
coach. You are.
Coach. Not protecting
yes,
anyone.
Yes, you are.
Browns life.
You know how many coaches lie.
You are about the land.
You know how many coaches lie.
Land. Leroy.
Pick a day that ends in Y.
Land.
That's how often they lie.
Land lover.
Really? We used to have it all the time. Look at Bill Belichick.
Oh, yeah. He's like, Jets, I'm out.
I'm out. Sorry.
Sorry.
Right.
But he didn't lie. He didn't lie.
Put it on a post-it or a napkin.
How about Dan Enos? He quit head coaching to be an assistant coach.
He didn't tell anyone.
He didn't lie. He just didn't say anything.
He just moved out.
Oh, wait. Look what he did to Nick Saban.
Where's Dan?
Right.
Where's Dan?
If you follow coaches all around, the only time where people are happy that their coaches leave is when they get fired. Other than that, they hate it.
I hope that the Canes can get game day again this year because I just want to bring a Where's Dan sign.
You playing out stuff for the farm. Where's Dan? Man.
Still got the Romberg signs.
Should we get him? We need to get him on.
Can we tell Dime Life?
I've requested him. I'll do it again.
Tell Dime Life to make some Where's Dan t-shirts.
Where's Dan?
Where's Dan?
I don't think I'm the one to tell Dime Life to do it.
It's like Dan Enos sneaking at the door and Nick Saban's like looking around screaming.
Dude, listen. Here, let me point this out.
Yeah.
There's certain relationships that have been burned. There's no more bridge.
Uh-huh.
There's just a waterfall underneath us. We cannot call them. We cannot text them.
No, I think you guys can.
Oh, I got a great relationship with DJ.
Right, yeah.
But as soon as I say, hey, you want to come on the show? Is Beast on the show? No.
I mean, I'll sit out for that segment if you want.
No, we tried that. It didn't work. He said no. He knows you're in the building.
Somebody says, don't forget Deion Jordan. Oh! Yep, Deion Jordan just has his own section. We're back after this. All right, welcome back, guys. We're live from the Seminole Hard Rock Poker Room. It's a packed-on Friday here. People getting in on the action going on. We got all the TVs going. They got all the what's the golf tournament going on this week, Leroy?
Farmers. That's Tiger's place.
He's won
eight times there. Get ready to miss the cut.
What?
He's 2 under. First tournament of the year.
Yeah. Just slacking.
Yeah.
Tuning up for that run at the Masters. Do you think he gets it this year? You think he finally gets one this year?
Let me see how he plays in the Players.
Come on.
Yeah, it is, because this year the Players is before the Masters.
Oh.
And that's like a really big event. That's like, it would be like the All-Star game for the tour. It's the biggest first. So you have that first. That means that everybody has to expedite when they're in form. So he's going to do a whole lot of work after this, get ready for the Players. If he's playing well during that, he didn't have to win, then I have a better idea if he's ready in March, when that first week of April rolls around, he'll definitely be ready because he'll just clean up some of the other stuff because TPC is a pretty difficult course.
Have you ever gone to – I'm sure you have gone, but have you gone in a while to see – just watch professional golf?
No, I can't.
You can't? It just bores you?
It bores me. I like to play.
I gotcha.
And if I'm going to, like, first of all, the days when I can get out where I feel great to do stuff, right, I don't want to waste it watching somebody else have fun. So if I'm feeling good enough to where I can get out and go be active, then I want to try to play golf.
Are you going
to
mock somebody if they get head kicked tonight?
Oh, yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. Let me tell you.
That should end well.
All I'm saying is this. I'm going to keep telling y'all this. If I know somebody's specialty is kicking folks in the side of the face, I'm studying tape, and I'm looking at all the different things that would lead up to me. So set up, whatever. Like, it's game preparation.
We're going, taking Leroy to his first mixed martial arts card tonight. We're going to Titan FC.
Ever?
He hasn't been to MMA. He's only been to boxing.
I've been to boxing. I've been to a bunch of boxing.
Yeah, I've never been to an MMA fight either.
Yeah, but you're going to see Modest Yahoo for the sixth time this week.
That's MMA.
I wanted to get to this. So yesterday, the big news out of the NBA was the All-Star voting. The starting lineups were put out. And remember, it's not just fan voting this year. They had to add in player vote and media vote. And so the starters for the East, but are really going to turn into Team Greek Freak, are Giannis, Kawhi Leonard, Joel Embiid, Kemba Walker, who's getting to play in his hometown, and Kyrie Irving. For the West, LeBron James, Kevin Durant, Paul George, James Harden, and Steph Curry. Obviously, the big omission there is Dwayne Wade, who ended up winning the fan vote. He did get the fans wanting to see him.
He's not even one of the reserves?
No, that's not how it works. It's picked by the coaches. The way the system worked is it had to do 50% was fan, 25 and 25 apiece were players and media, and he was sixth in both the players and the media vote. So he puts him third overall as far as where he stands in the whole thing. That doesn't mean that he's going to get in. Like, now it's just up to the coaches choosing amongst themselves who they want on each team.
Oh, so the coaches choose the reserves.
Right.
Who's the coach for Budenholzer?
Budenholzer, but I think it's all the NBA coaches get to vote. Players can vote for themselves. Hassan got one vote.
hey, that's a bad look, isn't it?
No.
Huh? Is it safe to say that if you only got one vote, we all know who voted for you?
I read on Ira's Twitter account that Bam finished ahead of him in All-Star voting. Like, technically. Which is pretty crazy.
Ooh, that's getting all up in the folks' feelings right there.
Yeah, like... Hopefully things aren't too icy between him and Bam at the arena today.
No,
but here's
he'll make fun of him.
Well, speaking of making fun of, here's Charles Barkley and Shaquille O'Neal as they had their comments Dwayne Wade not making the All-Star team and if he should have.
How do you feel about D. Wade?
Great guy, great player.
But, I mean, now he's relying on coaches to try to get him in. I mean, and look, I know you've always said this is not a lifetime achievement award, but when you come to the end of a career and it is the last year for D. Wade, isn't there part of you that says, boy, it'd be nice to see him at All-Star Weekend?
Well, for me, I don't look at it like that because there's guys who might not, like, this is why I don't like it, Ernie. There's guys who are only going to make the All-Star team one time in their life. This might be their only time. Mm-hmm. And Kenny talks about it all the time. He says that he had one regret. He never made the All-Star team. Probably the times he deserved it. And they gave it to somebody who was more popular. And listen, we all love Dwayne Wade. But on these reserves, there's some guys I'm pulling for who this might be the only time in their life they're going to make the All-Star team. And that's why I don't like that.
I mean, it'll be nice for the game, nice for the fan. But D. Wade is definitely a Hall of Famer. But what I know about him, he don't want sympathy votes. So I think he would probably say, I'm not playing like the old D. Wade. I'm not playing like an All-Star. If I get in, cool. But if he doesn't get in, I don't think he's going to be complaining.
There would be a way to recognize
there you go. That's
D. Wade at All-Star Weekend.
I think that's what should happen. I think that, you know, Adam Silver, and he's been doing his farewell tour, giving jerseys. How about if every All-Star gives D. Wade a jersey during the game? Because he's been on his farewell tour.
They didn't do that for Charles.
Well, Charles didn't. We didn't know he was on a farewell tour. We just thought he was playing bad.
Wow!
Oh man, they pulled the punches on each other.
Killed him.
Wow! And that just came in like Robbie on the sneak.
That was off the top rope.
That's getting kicked in the face.
No, but here's the thing. What is more of a sympathy move?
No, having Dwayne play
in an exhibition or doing a Rudy move for him?
Here. This is not your feel good, okay? This is not what you want. I know a lot of athletes that don't want a charity vote ever. You understand what I'm saying?
Man.
One of the accomplishments and one of the things that you enjoy is earning everything you got. You take pride in that.
This is the thing, though.
And so, this is for you. You would feel good.
No, he would feel good. You don't think Dwayne Wade would feel good if he got the All-Star salute?
But wait.
It's just a change in system.
Let me ask you this.
Okay.
How would D. Wade feel if somebody else didn't get to go because he went?
It'd be fine. I think he'd feel fine. Well, let me ask you this. It's just a change in system. Like, the qualifications or the deserving factor, Kobe got to go because of it. Jordan got to go because of it. Like, it's not this less deserving thing. It's still a fan's game. And you got to say, because I know I have been, you've been surprised and I've been surprised with how much fan love he's gotten nationally from everybody. Like, this retirement and the popularity that people have given to Dwayne Wade with, you know, the returns to each arena, the tributes, the jersey swapping, mm-hmm. all of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a proper send-off for one of the game's all-time greats. It's not swinging. It's like, whether he's on this All-Star team or not on this All-Star team.
No.
Whether he's on it or not, it's like he's a 13-time All-Star. Like, that doesn't make or break his career. It's not like you're giving him something that's not really deserved or adding to anything that's not already on his legacy. It's just a proper way to say to send off one of the game's all-time greats.
I agree with all that. Okay? But I'm telling you, if you, Pope Petty, were on the other end of somebody getting an opportunity or not getting an opportunity to play in an All-Star game, if that were you and that was your only opportunity to go, you'd be pissed.
No.
You.
Not if it was a legend like D. Wade. I'd be like, that's the right thing. He deserves his send-off. He does.
That doesn't even sound like you.
It does.
No, it doesn't.
It does.
Oh, my goodness.
Kobe got to go. He shot like 35%, 32% last year.
Do we have a BS horn?
No, that's not a thing.
We don't have that.
That's not a thing.
No, we don't have that. You're
adding sound effects to the show that aren't there.
We don't have a BS.
Leroy, can we talk about really what is this game?
You take away a point.
This game is 200 to 200 are the scores. They don't play defense. The teams aren't even conferences anymore. They're named after players.
He'd actually fit right in there.
It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. So why can't he get in front of the country on national television and get a little send-off to one of the All-Star? Cal Ripken got voted in. He got grooved a pitch and got to hit a home run in the last All-Star game. This is what it's meant for, games like this. They don't count.
Point Tobin.
No.
Yep.
They don't count.
Point Tobin.
You just want somebody to be on your side.
That
don't count.
Like, in all honesty, they should just even adding a slot on the All-Star team for him. He deserves to be on there.
That's stupid.
Well, look, Victor Oladipo is probably going to be an All-Star, and he's not going to be able to play.
Well, he's not.
You don't think his kneecaps can be ready by then?
Mine wouldn't be ready by then.
Well, that happened.
Still not ready. Well, you know what, Robbie? I'm going to just throw this out there. If you want your kneecap to heal, how about you stop walking around in Crocs?
I haven't been walking around in Crocs in 2 months. Yeah, you've been on IR.
You're wearing flip-flops.
Yeah, I know. It's unfortunate.
let me tell you right now. I got one thing I got to send out there, okay? I want a PSA.
What?
Our mortal enemy, Tim Watts.
Oh, I thought you were talking
Australian member of Parliament.
What happened?
He was already getting sassy yesterday
with
this Kemba Walker making the All-Star starters above Ben Simmons.
Oh, God.
Let me tell you something right now, Tim Watts. I'm watching you. And if Dwayne Wade does end up making this All-Star team above your beloved Ben Simmons, watch yourself. Watch yourself.
Wait, what?
I'm telling you right now.
Watch yourself?
If that sniveling politician has anything bad to say about Dwayne Wade making the All-Star team.
He's going to pull another.
If he says anything about Dwayne Wade making the All-Star team because of his stupid infatuation with Ben Simmons, I'm going to blow a gasket.
Just tell him tread lightly.
I'm going to tell you right now, we're not going to be cool with Australia if that goes down.
Wait a minute. Really? We love Australia.
No.
It's just one MP.
Beast? We love Dwayne Wade more than nine Australias. Okay?
It's a lot of Australias.
He's Dwayne Wade. And I'm telling you right now, Tim Watts.
Even Amelia?
I do like Amelia.
She's on a different state.
What about Vasilovich?
All right, I like him too. Is he New Zealand or is he
No, he's Australian.
He's been all over the
Waterberg's
place.
Waterberg's a New Zealand guy.
But what about like all the wallabies and the kangaroos and the koalas?
I'm just telling you right now. Tim Watts?
What is Hoogle? Who's Hoogle talking to?
I don't know. He's chatting
up
with...
You tell him to shut up. We can hear him all over the internet.
I'm telling you right now, Tim Watts, watch it.
Watch your tone. He's a member of a foreign government.
Mr. Tim Watts. Australian Member of Parliament. If Dwayne Wade makes this All-Star team, and I hear a peep out of you, watch it.
Much better.
That happens to be the code word, by the way. Watch it.
No, just watch.
Yeah, just watch. Very appropriate.
What is wrong with you?
What? I'm not going to let a distinguished politician who's supposed to be worried about the policies of Australia put his nose into things like the All-Star game and him slandering a legend because sour-faced Ben Simmons got snubbed.
So you're going to create
a minute.
Your
president did it with football.
I don't care about that.
Wait a minute.
Your president did it with football.
You're going to create an international incident.
Yes, he is.
Let me tell you something right now. You know what I put on the line for Goran Dragic last year?
Yeah, you were hopping around like an ass in a bunny suit or a kangaroo suit.
That's Goran Dragic, who I love. I love Gogi.
Except you wanted
Kawhi Leonard. No, you guys always forget
Jimmy
that part.
Jimmy Butler?
No, I did not. I did not say that. That's a lie.
Who did you want? Didn't you want to trade him to the Suns? Do you want to
that is true.
Yes, you want to trade him to the Suns.
Players, all the international players. Right. Exactly.
Yo, yes.
Yep.
You've
been boxed
Damn it.
In.
Yes.
Do picks on that team. All right. It's about time to get into these doom picks. It is dicey time right now. Yeah. Doom pick land.
It's about time to acknowledge that you're making excuses to the audience on the text machine.
What are you talking about?
Mm-hmm.
What are you talking about?
I got caught up in the air with no timeouts.
Oh, no, it's giving credit. What do you mean? I don't think that's making excuses. You guys got me. You got me in a box. I don't know what to tell you. I did, in fact, put the scenario together of the Slovenian reunion. Although, really shouldn't count too much because they never drafted Luka Doncic.
No.
They never drafted Luka.
Nay.
No. That's the worst.
That was the scenario.
Don't be that guy.
That was the scenario, though.
Don't be that guy.
Do not be that guy.
It was supposed to be a Slovenian reunion.
Stop.
It was supposed to be Gogi.
Stop.
Danluka.
Stop.
Igor. And they were going to send Devin Booker to the Heat. But then Devin Booker signed a new contract and all that. Got wacky.
He's been hurt all year.
He's going to go fight people in tunnels. Anyway, it's time for Doom Picks.
Beast is moving forward.
He's surprisingly in the lead. It looks like he is completely safe because he went 1-1 last night, but he has two picks left. Leroy, you have a whole slate you got to pick.
Yeah.
I have two games I got to pick. Robbie.
Wait, you 1-1?
I'm 1-1. Yep.
Okay.
And Robbie has three games to pick. He started off 0-1, so it's looking dicey for Robbie.
Yeah, I'm in the hole.
What did Robbie lose last night?
I thought the Lakers did not cover. They didn't win.
Robbie may need himself a sweep to get out of trouble. So get to it, Robbie. Let's go.
All right, I'll start off with my wheelhouse, the Senior Bowl, the North against the South.
Jesus.
The North is favored by 2.5. And you know why? Because they have these highly touted draft prospects, Daniel Jones and Drew Locke on their team. But they're busts. They're massively overrated. The South squad, they got a guy, Tyree Jackson. Watch out. He could be a sleeper. He's lighting up the Senior Bowl practices. And the South, they've won this game 3 times in a row, by the way. And the South, they just generally play better football than the North. And you got Jaquan Johnson and Sheldrick Redwine on the South. And you're getting 2.5 points. Give me the South.
All right, the South it is, Robbie. What's next?
All right, NHL All-Star Semifinals, the Metro against the Atlantic. The Atlantic's got Keith Yandel, defenseman. He's going to be playing for the Atlantic. The Metro, he's going to be defending Sidney Crosby, though, but he's going to mail it in the All-Star game. And the Metro has old-ass Henrik Lundqvist. I'll take the Atlantic.
Boom.
And this one's hard. Rafael Nadal versus Djokovic in the Australian Open final. These two guys have had so many clashes, but the last time they played in the Australian Open, some say it was the greatest match ever. It was a six-hour match that Djokovic eked out. He dusted the guy off in less than an hour and a half last night. I'll take the Joker in a close one.
All right, I have the final for the women's, Nosaka versus Petra Kvitova. I'm going to take Nosaka because I can pronounce her name better.
It's Naomi Osaka, not Nosaka.
Oh, whoops. Anyway, still down with her. Osaka, keep me out of trouble. And then I got Heat at Cavaliers. Miami's an 8.5-point favorite. The Don is in attendance. Pat Riley. I saw that the Cavaliers have tweeted out an insincere tribute video to Dwayne Wade. But I'm going to go with the Miami Heat. I would never pick the Cavaliers. Get the hell out of here. Leroy, what do you got, man?
Oh, that's it?
Yeah.
Tonight I have Michigan versus Indiana. Do I need to say anything?
Well, you got to say the spread for the people listening.
I don't know what the spread is. Who cares?
Michigan's a 4-point favorite on the road.
Michigan. Okay. We came to that conclusion yesterday. Now I have the Knicks versus the Nets. The Nets are a 9.5-point favorite.
That is correct.
It's amazing. Everybody's shocked by the Nets. Me mostly. But I'll take the Nets. The Knicks are horrible.
Okay.
They're trying to lose. And then I have the AFC versus the NFC. Now, I don't normally care. But I tried to figure out, you know, who's playing for who whatever.
Yep, yep.
And I just think of one thing. Coaches. Okay?
Okay.
We got you're going to have Sean Payton with the I don't care NFC versus Andy Reid and the young, energetic quarterback who wants the ball. I'm going with the AFC because I don't think you even getting Sean Payton to the Pro Bowl.
That's a miracle.
That's a miracle.
That's crazy.
Because I would boycott that.
And what else you got, man? You got one last pick. Rockets, Raptors.
Oh, no. I got another one?
Yeah.
Yeah, you got four.
Rockets, Raptors.
It's Chase week, man.
Is Kawhi playing?
I don't think he is, but the Raptors are still 2.5-point favorites. But they haven't officially announced yet. I think he is. But he might be playing because the Raptors are road favorites by 2.5 points.
I'll take the Raptors. I just – Harden might score 60, but they might lose by 25. So – I'm gonna take the Raptors.
Beast, your last two.
Yeah. By the way, Kawhi Leonard officially removed from the injury report, so he's playing. You're good.
All right. I got the stupidness. I got stupid 3-on-3 All-Star hockey. Central Pacific. I will take the Pacific. I didn't even look. I'm just because I don't think it matters. I think I'm safe. So I'll take the Pacific and East versus West. I will go with the West.
All right. Boom. There it is, boys. Everybody have a great weekend. We're going to go look forward to see some fights tonight. Beast is going to go see Mata's Yahoo. Robbie's obviously going to be in his dungeon gambling. So, got a lot of fun going on. If you guys want some fun this weekend, head on over to the Seminole Hard Rock Poker Room. Lots of great stuff going on here. People are already getting in. This place is packed. It's jumping. Everybody's getting in on the action. You can see the whole lineup, shrpo.com for that. They got great shows at the Event Center this weekend that you guys can check out as well. A whole lot of stuff. Go to myhrl.com.
Who's the quiet one? Penn or Teller?
I don't know, man.
Teller is the quiet one.
Okay. It seems like that makes sense. Teller would be the talker, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Teller's the quiet one.
We'll talk to you guys on Monday.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no. I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.